But if the law, if another man didn't have money, you'd say life is hard on a man
. See, one of them was independent and the other one was possibly miserable.
Well, he'd be miserable if he didn't have any money and he needed money, you'd say?
He'd be poor.
Okay.
He'd be, one is independent, the other was dependent, and
all right.
Need welfare.
All right. How about, if you have a lot of trees, you grow fruit on them, what would you call that?
Well, you'd call it a woods, or you'd call it it could be a tree farm.
Well, what if you grew fruit on it, though? Say you had and you made a living out of managing.
Pulpwood.
No, it grew fruit.
Lumber.
Say you grew orange trees, you'd say you'd have an orange...
Orange grove.
Or maybe a apple
orchard.
Okay. Now, what would you call the inside of a cherry part that you didn't eat?
Pit.
Okay. What about the inside of a peach?
Kernel.
There's two kinds of peaches. One is where the flesh of the peach is tied against the stone.
One is a cling stone and the other is a clear stone.
Okay. What about the inside of an apple?
Core.
And if you've ever cut up apples and dried them, you're making...
Cut them up.
Uh-huh. And
we didn't have the dried apples.
Okay. And how about the nuts that you might pull out of the ground and roast? What would you call them?
What?
The nuts and that grow in the ground, and you pull them out and roast them and eat them. You have to open their
peanuts. Stomach.
Okay. Is there any difference in peanuts between if they're they're shelled or if they're not shelled, do you call them different names?
Oh, they're entirely different.
All right. What would be the name for them if they were shelled?
Well, a peanut shell is just peculiar to a peanut. It's sort of a... Well, there's no way to describe it. The truth, business is, it's just peculiar to that peanut.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no other nut that has that peculiarity.
What other kinds of nuts are you familiar with?
That comes out of the ground?
No, that might grow on trees.
Well, there's chestnuts and pecans that are very plentiful in this section of the country. And the black walnut. Black walnut and pecans are nuts that are peculiar to this section.
Well, when a walnut falls off the tree, it has a soft covering around it. You can wait until
it dries.
Uh-huh. And then
you have to wait till it dries.
Right. It stains your hands and clothes when you handle it, though. What's the name of that, the thing that stains your hands?
The shell.
Okay. And there's another kind of nut. You usually get it at Christmas time and you roast it. And sometimes you eat it in pralines.
Chestnut.
All right, it's something else though, and it's